This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into the weekend, we've just got some great things to talk about today as we continue this theme we've been on all week about how to relate to God. And I just love stopping at this time each day with you and opening the Bible and just saying, God, what do you have to say to us? Because the Bible is so practical. It guides us in our lives, and our lives become so much better when we build them around the principles God has given us in the Bible. So how to relate to God? That's our theme this week. We started off saying step number one is to respect him for who he is. He is God. He's the creator of all things. He holds life and death in his hands. We will all be accountable to him one day for our lives. Respect him for who he is. Secondly, receive his grace. Don't think you have to somehow try to perform at a level that makes you acceptable to God. Both God and you know that will never happen, that you can't meet up to that standard. And so God has said, you can't reach up to me, I'm going to reach down to you. And he came into our world in the person of Jesus Christ, lived a sinless life as a man, died on the cross when he didn't deserve to, because he was taking your penalty, your judgment from God the Father and mine, to open up a way for us to be acceptable to God. He offers us to that as a gift, his forgiveness. And if you want a relationship with God, first respect him for who he is. Secondly, let him know, thank you for what you've done for me, and I receive your gift of grace, and I want to begin a relationship with Jesus Christ and start putting you at the center of my life. Receive his grace. Thirdly, respond to his initiatives in your life. And maybe even right now in your life, you're at a place where you just sense, I'm at a crossroads in my life, and I know God is reaching out to me, and God is inviting me to go his way in life. Well, if you want a good relationship with God, when you sense God taking the initiative in your life, and maybe even this week as we've been in this series, God has been reaching out to you. Never ignore that. Respond to him. Step towards him rather than pushing him away, pushing him aside, saying, I'll think about that later. Maybe you will and maybe you won't. Now is the time to respond if God is reaching out to you in some way. Say yes to him. Step number four in a good relationship with God is to relate to him on the personal level. This is how we see Jesus relating to God the Father. He just talked to him, starting off all his prayers with Father, and then he started talking. And we need to learn to relate to God just on that very personal level as well. The fifth step in relating to God is not an R, because I couldn't think of a good R for it. It's worship. Worship him with your whole life. Remember step number one, respect him for who he is. Well, the right response to that is to worship him with your whole life. That is, he deserves to have first place in your life. And do not let anything else take God's first place in your life. In Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8 in the Bible, God says, I am the Lord. That is my name. And I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to idols. Well, an idol is anything that you give the place in your life that should only be given to God. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus speaks to the people and says, don't be anxious about your life, thinking, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? Where am I going to get my money? How am I going to take care of my needs? Don't think other things are going to meet your deepest needs in your life. What does he say? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that you need will be added to you. God will take care of you in life if you put him in first place. And sometimes you know in your business or in your relationships that giving God first place would really upset the way things have been operating, and you think, oh, I might lose so much. Well, you may lose something, but you will gain far more, and you will learn the principle that those who put God first in their lives, God honors that decision in their life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.